This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Sitting in front of a big old football wrapped around the microphone. It's good to be along with you in the football studio here in the Auto World Plaza, downtown Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. It's good to have you along. Yes, it's football season, isn't it? Getting ready for the big game, are you? Got the Doritos and all the potato chips out and all the hot dogs and hamburgers. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen the barbecuer that is actually a V8 Chevrolet engine? They sell them. You can go on the internet, and buy these barbecues that it looks in the same size as a V8 350 Chevrolet engine, but it's got a handle on it. You lift the upper intake manifold off, and there's the grill. Oh, yeah, that's the exclusive man cave barbecue right there. How's your pizza oven doing? One of those pizza ovens. We have one. I love it. Love the taste of the pizza oven. And putting the 30-weight oil on there before you put your pepperoni. Oh, that's the best automotive pizza I've ever had. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's good to have you along. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Proud to sit behind the silver microphone. Since 1992, Auto World's been around, and I appreciate all of you charter members. That means that there's no cost. Keep your coupons. They never expire here at Auto World. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show, where everything is interactive and talk radio, and that's what we like. That's what we like to give you every single week. And again, for you folks listening on different days and different hours and delayed type stations and different, hours, you might be listening to me on your lunch hour. I appreciate you being with me whenever you can listen to me, even on our podcast. Thank you. Today on Auto World, oh yeah, bearing the name for 75 years, we're going to find out what that story is all about. The Drive Pilot. Drive Pilot, thumbs up or thumbs down? For you folks, it's headed over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and or Auto World Radio's Facebook page. You'll see we have a couple photos up there, on different photos on both sites, and thumbs up or thumbs down. Well, what is Drive Pilot, you ask? Well, you're going to find out right here on the second hour of Auto World. I have a patent for you, too, something about jumping spark. Huh? Yeah, there's a picture of that little automobile, too. Way back when, so stay tuned for that. I've got a recall for you. This is following the park outside recall from the same make and model of a minivan. So you're going to get your pen and paper out and start taking notes, okay? Get that out. Please do. Even if you have to take a pen and poke your finger and write it with blood. You got some note taking to do. Sorry about that. But today's that day, you know? You got to do it. And we also have trivia for you, automotive trivia, of course, because we are in Auto World's world right now. How's your Auto World been, though? Seriously. Good, bad, smelling bad, breaking bad. The brake pedals pulsating. Why? Well, give us a holler right here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's the email. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, the phone number. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN. Oh, yeah, 2800 mixer machine to take your calls at 855-660-4261. So let's get with it. Okay, well, here's some trivia for you. Dashboards. You have a dashboard. Maybe one day they'll be calling it something different because there will not be a dashboard. But back in 1954, padded dashboards were introduced for safety. Padded. I know I have a 57 Chevrolet. You'll see it, folks. It's been on the Facebook page before and the social network out there. No padded dashboard. In fact, it's metal. Solid metal. Ouch. Don't hit the brakes hard. Of course, did the 57s even have good brakes on them in order for your head to come into the dash? No. Drum brakes. Long gone. So, well, yeah, that was back in 1954. They decided that there was too many of us that have a dent in our forehead as kids, you know, that slid up and hit the metal dashboard. A little trivia, of course. We've got that other trivia question out there. I want to get it answered. And it looks like we got, yes, we got do have an answer coming in live through the our email. And that email, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And that question is, on the 1968 Shelby GT500KR, what does the KR stand for? On the 1968 Shelby GT500KR, what does the KR stand for? Now, those letters, KR, right after the 500, what do they stand for? We have, looks like, Tim. Tim, thank you. Tim, appreciate it. This is a great show. Appreciate it. He's listening to us. He listens to us. He states here on Saturday, 2 hours, on KRAC there in California, and then goes to GCNLive.com on a Sunday to tune in. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate you letting me know that. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there. Tim is in Reading, California. So, Tim, thank you. Good to have you along. Let's do a shout-out for our great Auto World affiliate there, KRAC. That's AM 1370 in Red Bluff, Shingleton, Cottonwood, and, of course, Redding, California, where Tim is sitting all full 2 hours on Saturday. And then Tim says he's going to GCNLive.com on Sunday to tune in. He says, King of the Road. Well, Tim, you're the King of the Road right now. Free me. I appreciate it. Yes, you're right, Tim. King of the Road. King of the Road is what the KR stands for. On the side of the Mustang Shelby GT500KR. King of the Road. I think that's pretty awesome. Now, the thing about King of the Road here, I've got some more stats about that. In fact, let me get them up here. Thanks, Tim. By the way, I've got an email. I'm going to email you a gift bag. So if you would, send me another email with your address, and I can ship over a little gift bag to you. And we'll get some tire endurance from Meguiar's. I've got some solution finish in there. Do you have a Mustang, Tim? Little tidbits there, whatever you might. Let me know what you're driving, and we'll fine-tune the gift bag for you. Solution finishes in there, wash drops in there. I've got some mothers in there for you. I've got some Meguiar's in there for you. All different types of things to keep your car clean inside and out. Here's a little trivia. Thanks again, Tim. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Look forward to your address so we can get a gift bag sent out. Now, a total of Shelby's productions for the 1968 was 4,451 cars. Only 267 GT500KR convertibles were built with a 4-speed manual transmission back in that day. KR, King of the Road. Who sang that song? I don't know who it was. We might have to dig that up and find out who sang that song. Look forward to you. In fact, let's do another email, right? Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in charge of the email bag. He's sitting to the left of me. Hey, Eddie, yes, thank you. He says, here's the email bag. I better get going. He says, you got a lot of them in there. Let's do it. For our next break, okay, all right. Hang on. I got it. I got the bag. Let's dig in there and get us an email right off the bat. There's one. Sorry, Eddie, I crinkled up a whole bunch more of them there. Can you straighten them out? Sure. Yeah, I can. Okay, I got one here. It looks like we're in Utah. Now, folks, absolutely, and this I'm going to remind you because this gentleman here, Randy, states this. So if you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just let me know, like Randy has here, and I will not, but I'll always help you, definitely. He says, hi, Mark, you can read this on your show. Need your help on the noise coming from my gas tank. Every time I put gas in, I have a huge tss coming out of the snout. It seems like there is a lot of pressure in my fuel tank, Mark. Oh, yeah, my engine light is on and has been on for about a month. Ugh. I replaced the gas cap, Mark, but I still have the pressure when I take the gas cap off. Mark, do you have any idea on what could cause all this pressure in my fuel tank? Question mark. Thanks for your help. Randy, I'm with you on KZNU 1450. Awesome. We're going to come back, take a little short break. We come back, we're going to do a shout out, and we're going to help Randy right there with his psst.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hopefully you've got a padded dash while you're out driving. Watch out for the brake pedal. Disc brakes stop better than those old shoe-style brakes. Hey, welcome back into the football studio this week. Yes, football studio. I'm going to smell like, and I already am smelling like a football because Eddie, you guys are awesome putting this football on this silver microphone. You cut it up and put it on there and glued it. Hopefully I can get the football off so we can go back to the Greasy Garage studio next week. Got this email here from Randy. Let's do a shout-out. Randy's listening to us on KZNU 1450 AM. Shout-out to KZ. There's our shout-out horn. Man, the battery is working good, the Optima battery. We went to dry cell. We got rid of the sulfuric acid, the wet, you know, style battery that you might have in your car. Remember the days that we used to have to, well, I did, because I worked in a repair shop, but at a full-service gas station. Oh, can you check the oil and check the battery fluid? Oh, yeah. Pulled the caps off, and, of course, they were breathing all the time, constantly giving those top posts the white corrosion, causing, you know, battery corrosion, causing your car not to start. Optima. Red top, yellow top, if you want marine, if you got a boat, marine, water, yellow top. Works good. A lot of the folks, also, if you have a four-wheel drive, your Wranglers out there, of course, you never know, going up there, going sideways, turning it upside down. Sometimes the Optima is a dry cell battery that has no fluid, so it's real safe. Anyway, let's get back. Shout-out goes out to KZNU AM 1450, St. George, Utah, the Firkin Enterprise in Utah. Saturday and Sunday they take the show. I appreciate it. Thank you. Great Auto World affiliate there. That way, Randy and everyone there. Hello, everybody there. Good to have you along, Randy. Thanks for bringing us in to the St. George, Utah area. Now, Randy states here he's got a pssst when he takes his gas cap off. Not good. Got a lot of pressure on the tank. You're absolutely right, Randy. You got to be careful. You really do, folks. Auto World tip with Randy's help. Thank you, Randy, for being by my side today. When you go to fill and put gas in your fuel tank, folks, you could have the same thing happening. Or do you? Raise your arm, wave the hand, please. Oh, quite a few of you do here. Six rows of folks. Yeah, a lot of you. Yeah, you've seen it, done it. Do not stand behind the gas cap when you're taking the gas cap off. You could get gas liquid in your face. And you're going to, if you don't get the liquid, you're going to get the vapor. You do not want the vapor on you, or the liquid. Stand away from the snout while you're taking the gas cap off. Randy, I know what's going on here with your car. And again, we like this email bag. Eddie, the engine email, he says that's the stump a chump bag. He doesn't call it the email bag. He says stump the chump, which I'm the chump. Randy, what you got going on here? You got a purge valve line. The purge valve is not working correctly. You state here that not only the when you take off the fuel cap, but the engine light is on. Have you had it scanned? You did not let me know. No big deal here. What make or model it is. When you do give me the year, make, and model of your automobile, I can get into my file bank up in my head here. It's still there. Yeah. And really get pretty in depth here because I've replaced a lot of purge valves, and I can tell you exactly where they're at. In fact, some makes and models, I will suggest. Randy, I don't know what kind of car. If you want to email it to me right now, again, let me know what make and model. And year, I can kind of direct you into if you can or cannot do the job yourself. That's another thing I like to say to all of our Auto World listeners, a lot of money, by yes, you can or cannot do the job. So, but you've got a purge valve that's not working correctly. Randy, what causes it? And you also do have a plastic fuel tank. I'm thinking that you probably have a newer style car, anything, you know, above 2001 and up to, you know, this year, 2023. It's plastic. They got rid of the plastic fuel tanks, got rid of the metal, I mean, and put plastic in because of the give and take. Metal really does not give and take a lot. Plastic does. So what happens is if the purge valve that is, well, again, there's so many different locations for them, but the purge valve is bad. It's designed to purge that venting. I want you to first start, though, Randy. You did say you replaced the gas cap, so that's the first thing I want everybody to do is replace the gas cap first. Get it scanned, Randy. See what kind of code comes up. Please be in touch with me. Let's do a follow-up. You can do it live on the radio here with me on Auto World or our email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. But get it scanned. Give me the code number, and we can, you know, dissect it from there. But right now, I'm really believing that and feel that that purge valve is not working correctly. You have a charcoal canister also that's, see, the fuel tank is sucking fuel out of the fuel tank at all time. All times, you got a fuel injection engine, it's sucking up out of there, giving your engine at least 45 pounds PSI, pounds per square inch pressure to make sure that the fuel injectors are spraying gas correctly. You have to have the pressure, and then what it does not burn, which it cannot burn the 45 pounds of pressure of fuel going down the line, it sends most of it back, about 90% of it back to the fuel tank, and then you're having gas come out, go back in. Going out, going back in. And you have this fuel tank that is giving and taking. It has to vent correctly. And it, so that purge valve is designed, there's a vent hose, a purge hose, emissions hose, that is sucking the air up and out, the vapor, the fumes out of the tank, going back into the intake manifold, in the plenum there, and burning it. And you're, that's not happening to you. So your gas tank right now is getting sucked to the point that it's probably collapsed. You might want to get underneath there and take a look to see if it is collapsed or not. We've got a customer coming in. We've just actually got that happened here at the Greasy Garage, and we've got waiting for parts, and we're going to be fixing this customer's vehicle that same way. So, but the purge valves from this point, I really do believe that's what's going on, Randy. Hopefully that helps. Let's stay in touch. Let's do a follow-up and get in touch with me. And the best way is the AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Best way to get a hold of me. And again, thank you. I got a little gift bag for you. And let me know what your make and model is, and we can really get down and dissect it, and the fault code number too. I can't. Now, folks, I want to do a shout out. Thanks, Rainey. Rainey, thanks again for listening down there in St. George, Utah, and all of the rest of you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, again, consulting like that, no cost, folks. So with you out there going into the auto repair shop, detail shop, transmission shop, tire shop, brake shop, there's a lot of shops, isn't there? Body shop. ASC certified master technician, I can help you at no cost. So what I'm saying is that I do feel that, you know, you can send me videos with your cell phone, and I'm shouting out to you to do that. Send the videos over to me through our email. I will take a look and listen, and we'll get it fixed for you. If you don't understand the mechanic jargon of the automotive shop's giving you, get in touch with me. Give me their name and their phone number, maybe their email address, and I'll get in touch with them. We'll get it fixed correctly so you, everybody understands what's going on. Coming back, Drive Pilot. Thumbs up or thumbs down? More trivia.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says the beating death of Tyree Nichols by Memphis police was racially motivated. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Crump explained that that was the case despite all five officers involved being black. Police in New Jersey are stepping up security at synagogues after a man wearing a ski mask tried to burn one down. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office is working with local police, as well as the FBI and ATF, on the investigation. Novak Djokovic is the winner of this year's Australian Open. Djokovic defeated Stefanos Tsitsipas in straight sets to win his 10th Australian Open. The Serbian is tied with Rafael Nadal for most career Grand Slam titles. Avatar: The Way of Water is tops again at the box office. The James Cameron blockbuster sequel earned another $16 million through the weekend. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Be along with you now.
Drag racing.
Pilot.
Drag
racing. Thumbs up or thumbs down? You got a thumb up? You got a thumb down? Well, what is Drive Pilot? Well, Drive Pilot is from Mercedes-Benz. It's the very first automaker to offer true level three hands-free driving system in the United States. Mercedes-Benz Drive Pilot system will become the very first hands-free level three autonomous driving system available in the United States. When it goes on sale, second half of this year, the automaker confirmed it here just this last week. It's a whole new experience, but it's not. Is it new? Well, it is going to be new, the very first, of course, like I stated, but there is other autonomous systems out there in the market, such as Tesla's Autopilot, General Motors Super Cruise, allowing you, the driver, to not only take your hands off the steering wheel, but shift focus away from the road, read a book, sit back, relax. Would you do it? Maybe play video games, maybe watch TV on the infotainment screen that's in your automobile. Now, for now, however, Drive Pilot will only operate at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour. That's the law at this point. Now, and only Nevada has so far formally approved its use through Mercedes officials. They said that they're waiting for final authorization from California regulators as well other states coming in. So, if you see somebody in your state sitting back and just reading a book, well, it's been approved in your system. Now, it's been out there. We've talked about Super Cruise here and Ford's Blue Cruise, of course, full self-driving. But how do they do it? Cameras, of course. Ford has said that they're going to make it happen as soon as possible, too. But Mercedes-Benz is making it happen today. It's here. It's coming to the United States. It's been in Germany for quite some time. Now, the cost Now, one thing about Mercedes-Benz, they actually feel that we, all of us, the consumers, we will be enjoying the drive more with in-car entertainment. And in fact, they state that they're going to be making more money from all of us. They're going to have more entertainment inside the car for us to do. They're going to add more infotainment inside the car in the Mercedes-Benz. So sit back, relax with Drive Pilot. Now, following the CES news conference, Mercedes officials said that they plan to seek more approval for Drive Pilot in other cities and parts of the United States. Here's the price. See, this is why I asked you to get your pen and paper out. To write down notes, have this down. What does Drive Pilot cost you? Yes, it is not. It's an option. It is an ad. Mercedes-Benz said that they disclosed how much it plans to charge you and me for Drive Pilot in the United States. Now, in Germany at this point, it ranges from 5,000 to 7,430 euros. Now, depending on the vehicle that you order it in, you have to order it, special order. In this, in the United States, there, Mercedes-Benz is saying it starts at five. It's going to cost you this much more up and over sticker price, $5,432 to all the way up to $8,072 at the current exchange rate. Drive Pilot, is it for you? Will you enjoy having it? Will you sit back, relax, read a book, touch a button, and let the car do the driving for you? Enjoy the ride, huh? I think that's that's not BMW's slogan, but it is somebody's, isn't it? Got a little trivia for you here on Auto World. Right now, it's something that, another car manufacturer back in 1923. MG is introduced in England back in 1923, a sporty car with wire wheels, a handbrake, and, no windshield. It can reach all the way up, speeds up to 80 miles per hour. MG stands for Morris Garages, the name of William R. Morris, original retail and repair business in Oxford. That was back in 1923. You know, history makes us think about a lot of things and makes our cars a lot better for us, of course, coming down the pipe. And then back in 1901, the very first American car manufacturer in any quantity, they had the curved dash. Well, who was it? Ohls. Ohls offered the curved dash for $650 in 1901. Wowza. Now let's get to the, what company has been bearing this name for 75 years? Porsche. Porsche has been, a little bit of story behind Porsche, of course. They're having a birthday, 75 years worth of birthday. Birthday, 75th anniversary logo. They're going to do a new car, again, with that. Now, there's a lot of story behind Porsche, again, in racing and all. But some 78,000 units of Porsche 356 have been built by 1965. The 356 Pre-A, the 1948 through 1955, the 356A, and the B, the different years, of course. Now, the 356C was from 1963 to 1965, were available in a range of open and closed top body versions and various performance levels. Do you have one? Do you have a Speedster? I know that the Speedster was basically a kit car. It wasn't not from Porsche, but a company did start making the Speedster as, a kit car. And they sell them, and they're getting some pretty good money. Porsche, 75 years ago on June 8th, 1948, the 356 was number one. Roadster became the first automobile bearing the name Porsche to receive its general operating permit. The birth of the sports car brand. Porsche is now embarking on its anniversary year with Porsche the Vision 357 and a reference to the Porsche 356. Well, Mr. Porsche dreamed about a sports car, and he did it. Homage to this, the concept car brings the big-time present for him is bringing the 356 back. It's coming your way, so stay tuned and take a look and get in to your dealers. You'll see it sooner or later. Now, the numbers, I don't know the numbers, but built on the technology platform of today, they're going to do the Cayman, the GT4 RS. Now, some big-time power. Big-time power. You know, that's the thing. When a car manufacturer, they build something and they end up, you know, telling all of us, as I stay here on Auto World, the numbers, the torque, the horsepower and all, they raise the bar for the next manufacturer, the next, you know, competitor to do better. And they do. They just keep raising the bar. And who's the winner? You and I. Got a little bit of information before we go to our next break on Barrett Jackson that's happening this weekend, this last week, in fact, and through the weekend. And here's one that, let's see. I got VIN number one, and it's a 2024 Mustang GT Fastback, vapor blue in color. VIN number is 001, the very first, and it was for a charity. The charity that it sold for is for the Junior Diabetes Foundation, and it, you know, Barrett Jackson, Craig Jackson does a really good job selling and auctioning off the cars. They bring in specialty cars for charities, and this one's for the Junior Diabetes Foundation. And the price they got for that 2024 Mustang GT Fastback in vapor blue was $490,000. $490,000 at Barrett Jackson here this last week. So I've got more coming up, results for you here on Auto World of Barrett Jackson. Now, you got Meekum out there doing auctions. You got Bring a Trailer doing auctions. So there's plenty of places all of us can go to see the prices of what cars are selling for. We're going to take a little short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's about? Hey, what a pleasure to be with you today. Good to have you along. I'm glad you could join me right here in the football studio, right here in the Auto World Plaza. Well, on our Facebook page, we have the Jumping Sparks Patent. It's a segment we like to call right here on Auto World Patents. Here's one. The Jumping Spark engine is patented back on this day in 1860, folks. Patents for the internal combustion engines date back as far as 1807, but none were considered commercially successful until engineer Jean Lenoir of Moussy-le-Fayl, Luxembourg, in modern-day Belgium, came up with his own design. His design was the first to burn a mixture of coal, gas, and air ignited by jumping sparks ignition system. The advances in this engine design entitled him to patent for his internal combustion engine, which he received on this day back in 1960. The engine was mostly used for stationary purposes, such as power plants, printing presses, water pumps, and tooling. Lenoir applied the engines to a few automobiles between 1860 and 1863. Most notable, his Huppelmobile, which that's the picture we put up. Huppelmobile. The three-wheeled wagon was powered by a 2,543cc engine producing, you're sitting down, producing 1.5 horsepower. Woohoo! 1.5 horsepower. In 1863, it was successful driven from Paris to Joinville, Le Point, and back. A total distance of 14 miles. 1.5 horsepower, 14 miles. Woohoo! Coal, gas, and air ignited jumping sparks. How would you like to haul around coal in your car to get it to move? I can just imagine how black my face would be. Whew, it'd be black all the time. My hands would be black. Oh, they already are because I work on automobiles. Okay, it is time. Get your pen and paper out. It's time for the recall. A recall, Stellantis is recalling, again announcing it's recalling 76,000 plug-in hybrid minivans, folks, due to an electrical problem that could cause the vehicles to stall. Stall, literally, like somebody turned the key off. Now, here's where you need the pen and paper and pencil. Here's the years and models. The action covers 2017 to 2023 Chrysler Pacifica hybrid minivans, and about 67,000 of those are in the United States. Now, this is just the start of the recall. So just because you hear the number 67,000 doesn't mean you're not in that. You need to get your minivan, your 2017 all the way to 2023 Chrysler Pacifica hybrid minivan into the dealer. Get them the VIN number. Ask them if it needs fixed. Now, here's what's going on. In the remaining countries, they do sell it, you know, across the pond, UK, etc., and there is some over there also for you folks listening over there in Australia and other places on GCNLive.com. According to Stellantis, the company, of course, the internal transmission wiring connector may short circuit, causing the engine to stall. That's right, the internal transmission wiring connector may short circuit, causing the engine to stall. Now, here's some things that's already happened with this. Transmission is electronically controlled, folks. It always has been. You don't have a transmission light on your dash. You have an engine light. But soon to come, your way, pretty soon, to a garage near you, to a driveway near you, to a carport near you, is a transmission light. Because when we, us technicians in the shop, the dealers, we plug in, we can actually get codes off your transmission because you have electronic solenoids in there. Causing the engine to say, oh, yeah, shut down the fuel pump, stall this thing. Not good. Now, Stellantis, at the start of this, they only have 6 customers at this time that need assistance with their cars. There's roughly 242 warning claims and 59 field reports relating to this issue about this transmission. No injuries or accidents at this time, but they want, you know, I want to, let's give them a hand. I salute them and give them a hand. Let's salute them. Right hand up, left hand up, salute them. Because they're doing it right away, this recall. They want to get a fix for you. They don't want you stalled, of course, on the side of the road. What they're going to be doing here, they're going to update the power inverter software, and if needed, update the instrument panel cluster also software. That's right, your instrument panel also has software in it, and they're going to have to update that. Now, the inverter helps to control the flow of the electricity to and from the battery pack on these hybrids. That's what's going on. But it's all about the internal transmission wiring connector. May short circuit. That is, here's the year and make and model again. 2017 to 2023 Chrysler Pacifica hybrid minivans. If you have that year, if you have that make and that model, head over to the dealership, call them first, of course, tell them you're coming, find out if your VIN number needs this fix. Now, on other issues, folks, this is a recall that follows this last recall that we talked about. I'm going to bring it up again. If you forgot to write it down and get into the dealership, it follows a park outside recall of the 2017 through 2018 Pacifica plug-in hybrids. The recall was issued last February due to a fire risk. Park outside, please. Fire risk. It was a year ago we talked about this. This was a year ago that, in fact, they issued this recall and asked me to talk about it. So I want your vans fixed. Now, here's what they've done so far. If you haven't done this, get it done. Just make sure that your VIN number is good to go. Some VIN numbers were fine. That means your car. The Chrysler dealers, Stellantis, updated the high voltage power pack control module software, and also dealers, they inspected them and were unnecessary that need to be necessarily inspected and made sure that they replaced some of the battery pack assemblies free of charge. That's what recalls cost. No money. Zip. Zero. Now, a year ago, this recall, park outside recall, the 2017-2018 Pacificas, that affected roughly at this time, at this point, right now, affected about 17,000 vehicles. There has been no injuries or accidents, of course, according to the NHTSA. But, again, I'm just reminding you of that. I want to make sure that you get it taken care of and move on and keep. And that's a great van. It's a great van. I bought one of them first 1985. It was a Plymouth back in the day with the 3.0 V6. Hey, they're great. They're great family vehicles all around town. I know a lot of companies using them for company vehicles too. So, yeah, get it fixed. But that's what recalls are all about. Coming up on the third hour, recalls are free. Free. To get the VIN number. Where to find it? On the sticker on the driver's door. Open the driver's door. If it's the sticker's not on the outboard part of the door, it's on the door jamb. Pillar B. The first pillar is where the hinges are on the door. That's pillar A. Pillar B would be the one where your back is sitting on when you lean back in your driver's seat. That's how easy that is. Take a picture of it. Text it over to the dealer. You don't even have to tell them the number. Let them do all the reading for you. The next recall is coming up on the third hour. You're going to, something to do with Ford side now, okay? And okay, I'll spill the beans. So the hubcap's coming off the wheel right now. Something to do with Explorer. And we're going to go in as the company. We're going to be celebrating 60 years of the driver's seat with them. So stay tuned for that. More numbers about on and for Barrett Jackson. Some result numbers coming your way on the third hour. And, of course, we're going to go into the email bag and take your emails live. And, again, email address is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number is always 855-660-4261. Look forward to your calls on the third hour. And, folks, Facebook, message me. Address, my name, Mark Evans. Head on over and take a look at Auto World Radio's Facebook page. We have a lot of fun over there, of course. Appreciate you joining me. Drive safe and motor on!
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.